You know, sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night just thinking about Shrek Erotica.
Welcome back to Poor Man's Podcast. This week, noted scientist Henrik van Wergenstein discovered that all of physics is hard and boring. He has stated that as of this upcoming Friday, as you listen to this audience, all physics is going to be replaced with cool movie physics.
Woohoo!
Me and my co-hosts, Jake and Duncan, will discuss the impacts that these changes are going to have on your ordinary lives. Jake and Duncan, would you like to just talk a little bit about, what you're looking forward to in the upcoming apocalypse that is this Friday?
Yeah, I think shit's going to get fucked. Do you agree, Duncan?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I'm generally of that opinion, but in particular, this event is going to, there's going to be some real fuck shittery. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, the first thing the motorways are going to be absolute death traps. Anytime a car hits anything, everything's exploding.
Oh. Yeah, you can't shut your car door too hard.
Gotta be careful.
Boom. You know?
I just can't see, a trip to the supermarket going particularly well. You know, there's so many times where cars just ever so slightly nick each other and boom, you've got a chicken flambé in your boot.
You seen 21 Jump Street?
Yeah, yeah.
The scene where they make fun of the trope of cars exploding and they're having the chase and then something slides into a gas tanker and then nothing happens and then something slides into another truck and then
they hit that chicken
and then the whole thing just goes up.
Oh no, does that mean that as of this Friday, like, meta humor is going to be part of the nature of the universe?
I believe so. There's going to be a lot of fourth wall breaking, so like in particular,
you gotta have five walls if you want to make your house structurally sound.
If you don't want to let a wolf come in and huff and puff and blow your house down, you need at least a fifth wall.
At least a couple of pillars or something.
Gotta be protective of your buildings. In addition, forensic scientists are really looking forward to the zoom and enhance capabilities being standard in all photographs.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic. Yeah. I mean, terrible for my complexion, but other than that.
Now, Jake, I believe that there may be some issues with the dick pics you've been seeing around recently. People are a little bit concerned that they're going to be able to see a little bit too much. Is that something that you want to talk to?
My dick pics are always pixel perfect, and I'm always, it's like a where's Willy, if you will. And I just send one and I go, enhance that image.
Now, do you think that your famed, pubic hair growth, people are going to realize is just a merkin?
I'm a mound, yeah. My merkin, my twerkin merkin is what we call it.
I'm really excited is that now that people are going to be able to zoom in 10 times, they're going to be able to see my dick. I'm really excited about that. I think this is going to do wonders for my dating life.
Don't you already have a girlfriend, Duncan?
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. It's for the podcast.
On the topic of Duncan's small penis, I hear that, all of the large alien spaceships are going to come and visit Earth. Mm-hmm. And you know what aliens mean? Sexy alien babes.
Oh, yes.
All right, sexiest alien babe. Duncan, go.
I am caught between Zoe Saldana as
Gamora.
That's the thing. As green Gamora or blue Avatar chick.
Ah, right.
That is. She really defines for me differently skinned women that are just women with different colored skin. Like that's her. That's how aliens are defined now. As of Friday, right?
As of this upcoming Friday, yes. But listeners, you heard it here first. Duncan's a little bit racist towards people with different skin colors,
but in like a good way.
Skin colors are like primary colors. Yeah,
I mean, he finds them more attractive.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, I have green friends.
Mine's have you guys seen Mars Attacks?
Oh,
the
yes.
Female aliens.
Oh,
they're essentially skeletons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What does it for you, Jack?
He wants to bone.
Now, something else that has recently been brought up in media is that we're just going to be bombarded with large asteroids for pretty much, you know, at least 3 a week.
Oh, no.
Bruce Willis will be unable to do any more films from here on out.
Because he's just going to be so busy.
He's just going to be so busy destroying asteroids and, you know, launching nukes at shit. Yeah, really concerned about that.
Yeah, I hear they're going to make a film adaptation of the video game Asteroids.
Mm.
And they're going to... That's the new film that Tom Cruise and Elon Musk are working on at the International Space Station. You heard it here first, guys. Yeah, I kind of hope that there'll be so many asteroids that they'll just kind of, like, knock...
each other out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like, Central Limit Theorem, we're going to be fine.
It's like that episode of The Simpsons where they're talking about Mr. Burns' health. And yeah, they're like, all the viruses, you know, you've got all the viruses, but they're all trying to get into your body and just not allowing each other to, like...
Oh, it's like an arch. It's metastable.
It's metastable. Yeah.
See, I'm actually looking forward to some of the more smaller scale stuff. I don't know about you guys. I do occasionally watch Bollywood movies. Mm-hmm. There's this one called Bahubali where they're attacking a city and they get like 6 guys on a palm tree. They pull the palm tree down. And they stand on it, they cut it, and they then launch themselves 300 meters in air, turn into a cannonball, like they all ball together and hold their shields on the outside. And then they strike other people, and then they all just do like 3, like 720 heel flips on their skate shields as they land before killing everybody. I need that in my life. I need to be able to do that.
Do you see yourself as somebody on the middle of the shield or on the outside of the shield ball or like one of the people being attacked by the shield ball?
Honestly, I see myself more as the guy who's watching going, oh, that's awesome. Probably the general guy in the back going, yeah, you guys go, oh, that looks so cool.
I mean, yeah, it's a Western thing to try and insert yourself into a Bollywood movie, right?
Yeah, but Duncan doesn't see skin colors.
No, he does. He sees them very well.
And here I thought your joke was going to be about inserting myself.
You can't do that. Don't worry. Something else that's been quite interesting is they're already starting to put really large weights inside of buses because they really don't want buses to go flying 50 meters anytime it goes over a speed bump.
Mm-hmm.
They've had to slow them all down to under 30 k's an hour. No one can get anywhere on a bus.
How is this
going to affect your public transport?
I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying inside. You know what I mean?
Just in case.
Yeah, I'm not going to risk it.
Yeah.
I Tom Cruise run everywhere now. I just kind of pump my arms twice and I'm there, you know?
I'm going to use the Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory, not the Cummy Wumpas. But the, you know, the Mike TV, the teleportation... physic, you know, machine that he's
such
got.
A missed opportunity. I thought you were going to say the great glass elevator. That's such...
Why? How is that a missed opportunity?
Because then you don't turn tiny. Did you watch the movie or did you just read the erotica?
Well, I think we've already established that I am quite tiny in my enhanced dick pics. Dicture pictures. No one calls them that. Just invented something.
Oceanologists are really starting to warn that beaches are now a no-go zone as they're foreseeing that there's going to be a new weather event, which is sharks being swept up into tornadoes. You know, these once aquatic animals, they believe within a few generations will be morphing wings and flying around, you know, eating all of the seagulls. And so now, instead of like a seagull coming in and getting your chips at the beach, there's going to be a shark with wings attacking you.
Mm-hmm. Not for your chips either, just for your entire face.
Yeah, because, you know, sharks don't eat potatoes. It's a well-known fact.
Have they tried?
Yes, they tried once, and they found that the starchiness of the potato mm-hmm. just did not work all that
did
well.
Did they fry the potatoes? I think that's like the essential bit.
Oh, no, so they didn't do that. Because you can't fry shit in water.
It's actually true. Mm-hmm. The thing that I think is crazy about the whole shark weather patterns thing mm-hmm. is they're not expecting it to happen once. Like, you would expect it to happen once,
at
maybe.
At least, yeah.
But it's going to happen 6 times. And every time it's going to be bigger somehow, even though the last one was terrible.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Be any sharks left in the ocean by the 6th Sharknado, it might have sucked them all up.
like, I know you guys want to say, like, oh, Sharknado, right? But I was trying to think of how I could turn, like, hurricane and another word for shark.
Is like there a Dolph Hurricane?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
A shark clone.
Shark clone, that's a good one.
Hammerhead-a-cane.
Okay, all right, you work on that. Maybe the physics of humor will reverse as well, and this will be funny.
You know what I'm looking forward to is being able to get shot repeatedly, and as long as it fades to black, there's still a significant chance that I'm alive. You know, as long as you don't watch me take my last breath.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just, if I get shot, I'll be like, nobody look! And then I'll be fine. I'll just be in a hospital.
Do you worry that by calling attention to yourself, by shouting out, nobody look, people will look? Do you think it's potentially better to go and crawl away into a bush somewhere? And then shoot yourself several more times so that no one sees you die.
Yeah.
Anytime anybody has a cigarette and flicks it on the ground, there is a large fire that ensues.
Mm-hmm.
Smoking will most likely be banned in its entirety, which means that unfortunately we all have to live with lots more vapors.
Oh, no.
Honestly, wait, that was how they knew this whole physics thing was happening, wasn't it, the cigarette stuff? That was like January, right?
You know, I would really like to see a scene in a movie where this dude is fucking vaping hard and then, like, just throws his vape pen to the ground.
The lithium battery explodes.
And he's got his fucking, like, you know, top man bun and his beard and his beanie, and he walks away slowly. It's just like, behind him.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. Vaping's so cool.
On a positive note, all phone boxes will be a lot larger on the inside. People will start to use them and convert them into rentals, cool. Increasing housing supply in a lot of our cash-strapped cities.
That's fantastic.
Sorry,
what was the name of the guy who figured this all out again?
The physics?
Yeah.
Dr. Henrik van Wergenstein.
Doctor who?
Can you see yourselves living in a one-bedroom shoebox, you know, apartment inside a phone box?
Yeah, no, I'd love to live in a TARDIS. I mean, you know, kind of weird decor, but I dig the whole you could go anywhere at any time thing, except for the whole thing where it, like, breaks down all the time. That would kind of suck.
There might have to be some laws about that.
Yeah.
Hope no one breaks them.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you get a warrant of fitness on a TARDIS?
I think they just look after themselves.
I don't think that there's a time limit on it, because time doesn't mean...
Ah, right.
It's all relative.
Yeah.
You might have to paint the outside every now and again.
Maybe.
Also, you don't need a wife. He's got psychic paper.
But yeah, you all looking forward to being able to fall any distance without hurting yourself. I can see myself going bungee jumping without a cord.
I don't think I'd risk it.
You know?
Even if there was no fall damage... I'm not jumping off anything.
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you saying that if I jumped off the Sky Tower this weekend, I'd be fine?
I think what you'd need to do is have somebody at the bottom just going to catch you. It doesn't matter that you're falling a really long distance, as long as there's someone there for you to fall on, or like to catch you, or maybe like a small like hay bale,
mm-hmm.
you know, something. Just not concrete.
Yeah.
A little barrel of water or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you still would have gone to the Sky Tower, so you'll have to live with that.
Paid you $40 admission.
Yeah,
like,
fucking living knowing that you're a chump.
It is the tallest building in like the southern hemisphere.
Yeah, we know.
So like,
yeah,
you know,
we get it. New Zealand's dick is bigger. We get it.
Maybe physics doesn't extend that far. As well as that, you can just walk away from anything that you don't really like and it explodes.
I don't know if that's how it actually works in movies.
I think it does. Have you, like, watched movies?
You watched movies?
Sorry. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Like, I'm pretty sure they're just, like, you know, cut up and covered in grime, and then they just, like, walk away, and they're like, the bad guys are there, and they're like, kabloom.
They're like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what if two people like just walk away from each other? What happens?
I think you explode a village somewhere.
That's not good. Yeah. That's bad. One way to say.
I do remember now from that one movie I did watch, Ari. Yeah, Tom Cruise was like, "Well, I don't like you anymore, so I'm walking away, and you're gonna explode." And then Dwayne the Rock Johnson was like, "No, I'm walking away from you." And then,
can I just say, you are so good at impressions.
Thank you.
That was stunning. I thought I was sitting next to Tom Cruise / Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
The last thing that I think we'll leave you listeners on is that you should really be paying attention to any other media sources, just like on TVs, in stores, you know, blaring in the background a little bit. Not if you're watching the TV directly. It's definitely got to be sort of background. You know, you've just walked out of the room and the TV channel changes. Keep an eye out for those occasions, because often what they'll be talking about foreshadows what's going to be happening in a few weeks' time.
Or even that day. Really.
Yeah, potentially.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that mainstream media in films constitutes foreshadowing. It's like, we have reports that there is a group of zombies outside of New York City, and they're like, wow, I wonder if in half an hour there's going to be...
Wait, like this New York City? Do you think they mean this New York City?
Do you think it's relevant to what's about to happen?
So be that you know, climate change or an earthquake happening, you know, somewhere, aliens, zombie uprising.
I'm genuinely terrified of lazy exposition. If that becomes part of my day,
I'm
gonna jump off the Sky Tower. It's gonna do nothing.
But then you survive, and it's
I don't know.
Had a really average experience.
Maybe I need to get close to someone who's a main character, so that it means something. Then I can die.
But that's it from us. We'll hope to talk to you again next week. We'll see if the internet still sticks up, because in a lot of these things, solar flares destroy all sort of technology.
Suddenly solar service doesn't exist.
Yeah, so hopefully we can talk to you again next week. But if not, that'll be it from us.
Thankfully, I won't be. I'm actually retiring from podcasting. It's my last week on the force.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, wow. Man.
Well, congratulations.
Really excited to spend some time with my family. It's going to be good. Nothing bad's going to happen. It's going to be great.
Wow.
I'm getting too old for this shit.
Love it.